Hello everyone, welcome back to Destination Podcast. I am your host Mark, and today we got a story by Douglas S. Clark. This story has to do with dares. Sometimes dares can be something challenging that can put yourself at risk. So, for those who've done a dare, I hope this kind of brings back memories, hopefully not bad ones. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some childhood memories. The bicycle we bought for $2 from Mr. Williams was old and in bad shape. The fenders were missing, the frame was slightly bent, and the red paint crumbled off in our hands. My grandson caught a red lightning, Mr. Williams said, putting our $2 in his pocket. Bertie Little and I knew the bicycle wasn't much, but it was the only one we could afford. We thanked Mr. Williams and flipped a penny to see who would pedal and who would ride home on the handlebars. Luck was with me, and I was not doomed to bounce around on the front of the bike. After cutting across Mr. Williams' cow pasture, it wasn't long before Buddy shouted over his shoulder, "I've had all of this I can stand. Let me off and I will walk home." Not wanting to leave my younger brother behind, we took turns pushing the bicycle and walking home. On arrival, we put the bike in the barn and decided to begin repairs in the morning. Saturday morning, Buddy Earl and I walked around the bike, planning our best avenue of attack. I suggested we brace the bike on the chopping block, stand on the frame, and try to straighten it. "You're the biggest and weigh the most," Buddy Earl smiled. "You get up there and straighten the frame." After bouncing on the frame, it straightened out just a little. Using an old curry comb, a small hammer, and a lot of elbow grease, we chipped and scraped away most of the rust and remaining paint. Admiring our handiwork, Buddy Earl broke the silence. "It doesn't look half bad, now that it's cleaned up a bit." "A little paint wouldn't hurt," I replied. "I don't want to ride it to school looking like this." "Remember the silver paint Daddy used to paint the tin roof?" Buddy Earl asked. "He had half of a can left over, and it's in the tool shed." "Go get it and a paintbrush," I replied. "We'll paint this old bike upright and call it Silver Streak." After removing the chain seat and wheels, we painted the bike with the dual silver roof paint. "Ain't it a beauty?" Buddy grinned. "I'll bet Silver Streak will be the fastest bike at school." "Don't go bragging in school about how fast the bike will go till we find out," I cautioned. After the paint dried, we oiled everything and put the bike together. Buddy and I took turns riding our new bike around the barn. She was a beauty and mighty fast. Monday morning at recess, I saw Buddy Earl discussing the speed of our Silver Streak with a group of non-believing bike owners. "Bet you anything Doug and Silver Streak can beat any one of you to the bottom of Mulberry Hill," Buddy bragged. Just the mention of Mulberry Hill brought the entire group to dead silence. In the background, I heard a few murmurs. "Even my dad won't go down that hill. He burned out two sets of brakes," a boy named William whispered. "Yeah, and my dad said he can't gear the truck down slow enough to make the curve at the bottom," another boy replied. Then from the group came the words I dreaded and hoped I would never hear. "I bet your big brother's so scared he wouldn't ride any bike down that hill for nothing." While they bantered back and forth about bravery, I tried to quietly slip away. But he saw me, and I had to face the music. "Tell them, Doug, you ain't scared to go down that little hill on Silver Streak." I looked around for a huge rock I could crawl under and hide till this passed. Not finding one, I walked to the center of the little group. Behind me, a voice sounded off like a trumpet of doom. It was Cleavis, the oldest of the Bear Hollow boys. "I double dog dare you to go down Mulberry Hill on that piece of junk you call a bike. Soon, all the kids will double dog daring me, and one or two even triple dog dared. Once again, my brother succeeded in throwing me under the bus. After much daring and teasing, it was agreed we would gather at the top of Mulberry Hill after school. During the rest of the day, the news spread like wildfire. One of the Clark boys was committing suicide after school. I sat on Silver Streak, one foot on the ground, staring down the Hill of Doom. Not only was it the steepest hill in the country, but there was also a sharp curve at the bottom. My plan was simple. Ride the brakes all the way to the bottom and survive. "Are you going to go or put down roots?" Cleavis's voice sounded behind me. "Let's all count to three, and Doug will go," Buddy Earl shouted at the top of his voice. My brother had a solution for everything. On the count of three, I pushed off and began my ride of glory. There was no need to pedal. Within my first few seconds, the squirrel tails on the handlebars were flapping like loose shutters in a windstorm. At first, I was sitting and applying the brakes, but within seconds, I was standing and jumping on them. The old bike shook, screeched, and wobbled. The poor thing was coming apart. Halfway down Mulberry Hill, there was a loud crack. I thought I had broken the sound barrier, but it was worse. The bicycle chain had come apart, and now I was freewheeling. Without brakes, there was no hope of making the dreaded curve. I was doomed to plow through Mr. Williams' board fence and into the cow pasture. With the fence looming ahead, I had no choice but to lean over the bike, grip the handlebar, and hope for the best. I slammed into the fence at the speed of light and held on for dear life. Luckily for me, the fence was in disrepair. Rotten boards splintered and flew into four winds. Across the pasture, I went straight into a waist-deep cow pond, and there I came to a stop and fell over. Covered with mud, I pushed and dragged what was left of Stellar Streak out of the pond to face the gathering school kids. Much to my surprise, I had become a daredevil hero. Even the Bear Hollow boys patted me on the back. With bike parts given to us by the boys from Bear Hollow, our bicycle was repaired. Afterwards, both Silver Streak and I were held in admiration by all those who saw my ride down Mulberry Hill. Well, that was that. So, in the end, Douglas ended up becoming a hero, and all the kids thought he was the coolest person in the world because he went down that hill. So that was that. As I said, dares can be challenging and probably put your life at risk, but in the end, it worked out. Now, I'm not saying do dares just because one kid could do it. Just be very, very careful, because life is short, you know, you gotta live it to the best. I ain't got no memories to share with y'all, sadly, but if y'all do, y'all know how to email me and get that all straightened out. Yeah, it's gonna be a very quick episode. I'm kind of at a loss for words, but as I always say, stay happy, stay safe, stay healthy, remember the past, because one of these days you're gonna grow and talk to your children and vice versa. Have a great day. Thank you for letting me be a part of your time. God bless. Thank you.